Welcome back to Daskino on the Parsha. In Parsha's Akev, we have a particularly famous pasuk that's heavily expounded upon in Mesiyas Yesharim about really explaining our fundamental purpose in this world. And there's a famous drash on it as well that we're going to try to explore today in this short 5-minute session that we have together. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis, V'yata Yisrael, and now Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shalom Imach, what does Hashem ask from you? Ki im liyiras Hashem Elokecha, just that you fear Hashem your God, lelechas b'chol derechav, to go in all his ways, la'avoso, la'avodas Hashem Elokecha, b'chol la'avokha b'chol nafshecha, you should love Hashem, you should serve Hashem with all your heart and all your soul. Well, that's all Hashem asks from you. But the obvious question, which the Gemara in Brachos asks explicitly in Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, is that it sounds like, right, the Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Atu Devar Katan, who? Is it true that it's such a small thing, or like that's actually the paraphrase of the Das HaKeinim? The Gemara itself, I think, says, Milsa Zutrasa, a small thing, but the same idea it sounds like it's actually a very tall order to have Yira Shemayim and everything else that's mentioned in the Pasuk. And this is something that the Mefarshim deal with, but just to start with the answer of the Gemara in Brachos, which the Das HaKeinim does quote, which is that, yeah, regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, it's something small. It's not a big deal for Moshe Rabbeinu. Yerushalayim is something that was, I don't know if it, we'll see, came naturally to him, but at this point in his life was certainly a mastered midah. And then, and therefore, when he describes it, yes, it sounds like it's a small thing, but the truth is, it's quite a tall order in general. The Das HaKeinim offers a much simpler answer. The Baal Tosfos was saying that you have to look at the next pasuk. The next pasuk ends what it says: "Lishmoras the mitzvos Hashem esuchasav asher nochi mitzavacha yom, to keep all the mitzvos and the command and the statutes that I command you today. L'tov lach, for your own benefit." Says the Das HaKeinim. Right, it's true. Yes, it is a lot to ask for, but ultimately it's all for your own benefit. That, you know, you can ask somebody to do, you know, sometimes people say, well, when someone's helping you out, they say, do me a favor, hold the door for me, and they're really helping you. So it's really not such a tall order and a big ask for you just to have your shemayim and do the mitzvahs, because that's all the toflach, and that's really the answer of the Das HaKeinim. But the Baal Tosfos here then quote the Gemara in Menachos and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and this is the famous drush I was referring to, which is that it's a brisa in which Rameyer teaches that we have an obligation to say 100 brachos a day, 100 brachos a day. And it's based on this pasuk, V'atah Yisrael, Ma'ashem l'kecha shalom imach. And how do we get there? What's the pshat over here? And so the Das HaKeinim quote several ramazim to this idea. There are several hints to this 100 brachos here. And it happens to be that some of them are actually found in Tosfos, in that Gemara Menachos, as well as Rashi there. And I'll just share a couple of those. So one of them is that it's Atukra Meya Ma Ela Meya, right? We said, what does Hashem ask from you? But don't read it as Ma, what does Hashem ask from you? But Ela Meya, right? Stick in a little bit of a little Aleph there, right? Same Gematria, Imakolel, Ma, and Meya. So if you read it, not what does Hashem ask from you, or rather 100 Hashem asks you, meaning to say 100 brachos Hashem asks from you. That's what he wants from you. And some of these supportive ramazim, which again, Baal Tosfos quote here in the Das HaKeinim, but it's also in Tosfos in Menachos, which is that the word ma is actually atbash, has the same gematria as yud sadi, meaning mem. There's a code of atbash where if you trade letters, right, so you trade aleph for a tuf and a beis for a shin and a gimel for a resh, right, you go the first letter, the last letter, the second to last letter, and you switch them around. So sometimes you could read new words that way, and sometimes you have a new gematria. So the atbash of the word ma is yatz. And yatz is yud sadi. The gematria is 100, so that's a reference to the 100. Another one is that there are 100 words. There are actually 99 words in letters in this pasuk. There are 99 letters. However, if you add an aleph, right, turn the ma into meya. Not only did you turn ma into meya, but you also turned the pasuk into having 99 letters into 100 letters, and that would be yet another remez. the Baal HaTosfos here also quote Chazal, who say that this is actually not necessarily a deraisa. So it was instituted by David HaMelech, because there was during a magefa, a plague, there were 100 people dying a day. He instituted people should say 100 brachos a day, and that actually helped the situation. That's why actually a lot of people were talking at the beginning of the coronavirus, the COVID-19 pandemic. They're saying we should start being makbid on 100 brachos a day, because that's what David HaMelech instituted in a time of magefa. And anyway, there are a couple of psukim that allude to this and Tehillim. One of them is Nu'um HaGever Hukam Al, that the word of the man who instituted the Al. And Baal HaTosfos here point out Al is gematria mea ayin lamed. Is 70 plus 30, which is 100, so that's another allusion to it, as well as there's another pasuk which says, Hine ki kein yivorach gever, right, behold, because a man will bless, but over here you can read it, ki kein is also, chaf yud, chaf nun is also gematria 100. So this is yet another allusion to the 100 brachos from David HaMelech. Went a little over, but just to tie this back into the pasuk, this what does this mean? This 100 brachos is alluded to here. It seems not to be the pshat, the simple understanding of the pasuk. And we know that the mikra doesn't go midei pshuto. You can't take the drash so far out of the simple interpretation of the pasuk. But it could be that it actually will answer our question once we try to tie it back in. And the answer is that yes. Yiras Shamayim is a very tall order. It's a very hard thing to accomplish. But it can be accomplished in a very simple way. That if you do 100 brachos a day, if you have 100 moments in your day where you make an extra effort to be aware of God's presence, that after you use the bathroom, before you eat, after you eat, when you're able to take your first steps in the morning, when you're able to put on your jacket, put on your hat, whatever it might be, you're able to do that. And if you take one of those moments to think about God and His involvement in your life, so that will lead to Yiras Shamayim. That's not so hard. It's not so hard to make 100 brachos a day. That's very, very easy. What does Hashem ask from you? Just that you make 100 brachos a day. But if you do this, right, if you fulfill this Meya Hashem Elokecha Hashem, if Hashem asks for you to do just Meya, so Ki Im Liyiras Hashem Elokecha, this will bring you to fear Hashem. This will lead to Yiras Shamayim. So it's like an easy road to Yiras Shamayim. Now it's perhaps a little bit easier said than done. Just okay, yes, just make 100 brachos. You have to do it with kavana. But if we're able to do that, it'll bring us to Yiras Shamayim. May we be zocha to that. Have a beautiful Shabbos.